A neighborhood cycling program that began nearly a decade ago may be nearing its end. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, Conkey Cruisers is facing numerous challenges.
Teresa Bowick has been inspiring Rochesterians to embrace healthier lifestyles through cycling and healthy eating since 2012. Conkey Cruisers supplies the bikes, and cyclists hit the El Camino Trail or city streets together. But donations for the program have dried up due to the coronavirus pandemic, and Bowick's own chronic illness means she has less time to apply for grants to cover a $75,000 operating budget.
I usually will have half of the money raised by now, if not more than that. I've never gotten to this point in the season, you know, in our latter years where we have less than $500 in the bank.
But it isn't just about money. Bowick says people are afraid to ride in city neighborhoods or even on the El Camino Trail because of an increase in violent crime and ATV and dirt bike riders who don't ride safely.
I cannot, in good conscience, bring group of kids, particularly, don't know how to ride well, into the neighborhood. If I had $1 million in the bank right now, I could not start Conkey Cruisers today because of the safety in the neighborhood and the dirt bike issue. It is that out of control.
If she can raise enough money to open a bike season this year, Bowick says outings will be planned in other locations around Monroe County. Conkey Cruisers' 10th anniversary is July 7th, 2022. Bowick says that will likely be a farewell party.
I still got to pay these bills that's due now and get us through the next year and 2 months. And then we'll just celebrate and thank God that we had what we had. We're cycling. We got the neighborhood up and moving. And maybe this is a program that's no longer needed.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.